The Los Hermanos Podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
Hello.
What is going on, everybody?
Josh is back for the first time in a year.
It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a few episodes since I've been here.
That was last year.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You get it? You get it?
Oh, man.
I cracked myself up.
Yeah, I can tell. We're back.
We're back. Josh is back. We got the crew.
We're back. We got the OG. The OG's back on the show.
How was your last 17 days?
17 days? It was good. What's today? 17th.
The 17th.
Right. So it started off on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I slept a lot of the day.
Uh-huh.
But no, had a good time. New Year's Eve, had a good time. Other than that, I've just kind of been hanging out, enjoying my time off from school, which I start back up in 2 days or 3 days on Wednesday. So,
yeah, that's crazy. I thought you were just start on Monday, but
nope, it's a holiday, man. Gosh.
So,
yeah.
Josh missed a couple episodes.
Yeah, but I've been staying up to date. Yeah. I still work here.
So. He still works here some days.
Some days. I still know what's going on for the most part. So, but we're back with another Stumptown. I know 2 days ago on Friday, Tristan and Nick did another one from Stumptown. So we're back with a Indonesian, which is Sumatran.
That's what you found out in your research?
Yes. Yeah, so Sumatra is an island in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And this specific coffee, which is the BS Penintan, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I hope I am. It is the same region, which is A-C-E-H. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Aceh.
Yeah.
So
it is the same region as the Sumatran that we have here at our shop. So I'm interested to taste it and put it to the test.
The test.
Put it to the test against our very own Sumatran that we get from our coffee roaster.
Yeah. I am also excited to see that it is the same.
Yeah.
Or similar.
Yeah.
From the one that we got from Lee. The one that we got from Lee is very, very, very tasty. It's
very good.
It's interesting. It's a little bit, it's not our winter seasonal because it's a little bit more warm. A little more, I think, earthy, darker. So
it's very, it's like, dirty sounds like not the right way to say it, but it's a very like, it's a very dirty, earthy coffee. I like it a lot. I like our Sumatran. So I'm excited to taste this one and see what it's like.
Sarah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you
for the comment on our setup. We've been slowly producing more cooler.
We started things with this background.
Yeah, we did.
And then we moved to the other side of the shop, and then we were back over here because I think this is a better setup. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It definitely suits us a little bit better.
Yeah, I like this setup a lot. So, I'm ready to get brewing whenever you want.
All right. Go ahead. Let's go.
All right. So, I do know I read online that this coffee is grown between 12 and 1,800 meters above sea level in a town in the central area of Aceh.
Aceh. And that was, forgive me if you said it already today, what part of...
There it goes. There we go.
Bud likes pink mics.
Excuse me?
It's purple, so does that count, Sarah? But thank you, Bud. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. Bud likes the pink mic. It's a nice mic, your mic.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's actually purple, but
yeah,
it does look pink. I can see the live right now, and it does look pink.
I will say...
I can see where there is some confusion.
I will say, everybody, if you haven't been in the shop today, yesterday, or whatever day it was, we have started a new thing, canned cocktails, starting today.
Oh, yeah. It's Palm Holland.
Palm Holland, been a hit. So if you're in the area, come by, try it out. But today we're focused on this coffee. And once again, Stumptown is one of the most, one of the most popular roasters in the nation. Like I said, they have so many locations that it's mastered quite ridiculous. It. They got Portland, Belmont Street, Ace Hotel in Portland, Downtown Portland, Stumptown PDX, which is in the airport. Their headquarters, which is on Salmon Street in Portland. They have New York shops at 3 New York shops.
That's crazy that they started in Portland and they actually moved all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't see that a whole lot where
you don't.
Roasters have shops multiple like states.
Yeah, and then they got one in LA, Los Angeles. And then here's something. They must have a really good close relationship with Ace Hotel because they have one in 2 Ace Hotels plus one in Kyoto, Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
So Stumptown has a coffee shop in Japan.
Yes.
They are international.
They are international. That's worldwide.
Awesome. Well, now I understand why they are very popular. And I saw an article that was, I believe, from 2017 that said they were the second most popular coffee roaster in the country.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. You have people literally all over the world tasting their coffee. That's awesome.
Yeah. And like we said before, they're very focused on getting the money back to the producers and not taking advantage of them. And really, really creating that fair trade.
I guess I got an eyeball in
there. 10,000 years ago, the coffee tree grew wild and tangly on the mountain slopes of southwestern Ethiopia. There you can still find people performing the traditional coffee ceremonies many times a day. One woman will prepare it for the full circle of her friends and family who stands around her. She roasts it in a pan, grinds it, pours it over hot water. Sorry, pours hot water over it. Serves
that,
it with
that makes more sense.
Yeah, predetermined social order. Their website's awesome. It's got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I was going through their website earlier today, and I really like the way it's set up. Also, this is really going to put to test my eyeball skills because I have no idea where I'm at.
Looks about right.
I know it usually ends around the 500 mark, so
yeah,
I got it. I'm in control of this.
And of course, Josh, give us the ratio again.
Oh, it is 40 grams of coffee and then 566 grams of water, which today it'll be plus or minus some because Faith stole the scale.
Yeah, serving customers.
Yeah, I know. It's like she's doing her job.
They got to come first.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so more about the BAS Penatan.
That looks
about
good.
The producer is the Ket Tierra Cooperative. This consists of a coffee cultivated by a smallholder farmer in Aceh, like Josh said, the northernmost province of the island in Sumatra. Coffee from Sumatra is processed using a method called wet hulled, which leads to distinct notes and heavy body in the final profile. This coffee is specially prepared for Stumptown by their partners. A tight-knit, energetic, and powerful cooperative community. And it's a full body with sweet notes and cedar and spice, it says.
Yeah, but the bag says Baker's chocolate and dates. So if you want to start the aromatic portion.
All right, let's start the aromatics.
I'll start with the wets.
The wet sniffs by Josh. How's that smelling?
It smells very rich, very chocolatey.
Yep.
I've smelled the beans earlier before we started the show, and same thing. They smell very, very chocolatey.
Something about Indonesian Sumatran coffee that just, like, it smells so delicious. It's got dark, rich smell.
I really love, Indonesian Sumatran coffees in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Right now, it's actually, never mind. It was snowing.
Yeah.
It stopped. But when it's snowing and cold, this is like some of my favorite coffee to drink. So
it's got this weird like sweet taste or not taste, but smell to it.
It smells very sweet. Oh, actually. So it's got a very amber-y color.
So it's got some red.
I didn't really see it. Some red here. Would you like to see it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a deep, it's like once again, like a honey.
It's like a honey. It's like a thick, deep, it's like a deep
raw amber. Honey.
Yeah.
It looks.
I think I underpoured it a little darker. Bit, but it'll be okay.
We'll be all right. Yeah. So this aromatics. This is. I'm getting a lot better. Let me rephrase that. I'm getting a lot more distinct smell from the bag this time. It's definitely intriguing me a little bit more.
There you go.
Ooh, the wetness definitely smell a little tobacco-y.
A little bit.
A little sweeter on the tobacco, raisiny.
It does taste, or not taste, smell a little raisiny, like there's like an acidity or sourness.
Yeah.
But it's still very, very sweet, very rich.
Yeah.
It smells great.
If we're looking at the other one smelled like coffee, of course. But this one, like I said, it just jumps off the nose. You're already intrigued to be like, oh, what is this going to taste like? Just because of the sniffs.
I will say, if I haven't had R. Sumatran in a while, mm-hmm. But I think this one smells a little fuller bodied, smells a little chocolatier.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little more tobacco like scent. I think ours that we have, if I remember correctly, it has a little bit more of that like raisin
mm-hmm.
smell it to it. It does have a chocolate smell to it.
It's a little lighter.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit lighter just from aromatics. We haven't tasted it
they
yet.
They both, though, have that unique smell.
It's Sumatrans have a unique smell. I mean, the best way I would, or the best coffee I could compare it to would be like a Costa Rican, like our special reserve.
Yeah.
Has that chocolate, like rich, full body, like aroma.
Yeah, the one that we had from Stumptown did not have that, like,
yeah,
it was a mild, it still smelled, like I said, like coffee, of course, but it just kind of had more of a mild nose.
Yeah.
But this one's definitely, what are you giving it?
For aromatics, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, really?
Yeah, I like the smell of Sumatrans in general. I bet if we went back to our Sumatran that we did on the show, I probably gave it a 9 on aromatics.
Probably. It's definitely an 8 for me. Okay. It's not a 7.
Okay.
And it's not a 6, so that's an fair. 8.
You gave it an 8. All right. That comes out to 8.5.
Yeah, 9 is good. I would probably lean towards that sometimes, but
yeah.
It's
I got you.
8.5 out of 10 on the aromatics.
I got you. Let's get right into the smell so you know what button you got to hit. Or not the smell, the taste. Is
the morning cup first sip.
All right. Yeah, here we go.
So Josh, go ahead. Get the first sip going.
I'm glad I gave this a 9. Smell the actual coffee. It smells way sweeter.
Yep.
For a Sumatran, that smells very sweet.
They definitely have that weird smell where it's little, like I said, it's a little bit more of that tobacco-y, but it's sweet. It's got some like leatheriness to it. So Josh is taking on his first sip. Let's see what he says. What do you taste?
So right away I get a lot of that Sumatran bitterness. It is kind of dirty, dark,
fungal,
a little fungal. It definitely, Baker's chocolate is something I'm getting a lot of, just because it's got that sweetness but it's very bitter as well.
It's definitely got a fuller body. It's definitely sitting a little heavier body. on the tongue.
It's very similar to the Ace that we have here. As far as flavor goes, it's very similar. I'm not going to say it's the same, but they have similar flavor notes and similar like textures as well. This one is a little bit more fuller bodied, though, I think.
I am getting a sweeter raisiny kind of taste. Maybe a little bit of an apricot.
I could see that, yeah.
That dried fruit that's not the use, like raisins, of course, comes to mind when you think of dried fruit, but an apricot where it's got that little bit of bitterness to it, but it's still got that sweet, you know? So that's what I'm getting.
There's something there that I just can't, like, put my tongue on. There's, like, a flavor that I'm getting almost like
I mean, I'm getting a little bit spicy.
Not like wood, but there's some sort of spice. I know the website said cedar, but I wouldn't put it at cedar. But it's got, so like when I smoke cigars, people say like a cedar or like an oak, and it's just like a way to explain, like, not necessarily flavors. It's hard to explain, but like I definitely get something that I would consider like a wood tone to it. I just like a dark smokiness that's not, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
When you drink coffee, you just kind of say what's on your mind.
It's definitely not an oak barrel flavor. So no, it's not as dark as
it just tastes earthy. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Yeah. Like tree bark, earth, dirt. It's a Sumatran, but it's very sweet at the same time, but also very tart, very bitter.
A little bit of anise at the end.
A what?
Anise.
I have a nephew. I don't have a niece.
Oh my god.
Do you get it? Did you miss me?
Hold on. Let me.
All right, you know what? I'm out of here.
Let's give Josh. Let's give Josh some props. That was a funny. I do appreciate Josh bringing some humor.
Oh yeah.
I have a nephew. Oh, okay. All right. So a niece.
Yeah.
For those that are wondering what that is,
like me.
It is a flowering plant in the family of the Apiaceae, native of the eastern Mediterranean region in Southwest Asia. The flavor and aroma of its seeds have similarities with some other spices such as star anise, fennel, and licorice.
Ew.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about licorice, it's got that kind of, like...
I hate licorice.
It's not that.
We're talking black licorice?
Yeah, it's not exactly like that, but it's got that, like, kind of, like, spicy, like, bitter, yet kind of, like, sweetness to it. So, I'm getting a lot of that at the end. It's on the peppery spice. It's not
there's, like a cayenne. There's a spice there.
Yeah. That's why I'm going with the niece.
Okay. Yeah.
Or as you like to call it, a nephew.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I there's just something there that is, yeah. It adds a little bit of spice, a little bit of flavor, but it's not like spicy.
It's not nutmeggy.
No, not at all. It's like, I don't know. Almost like a, I was going to say almost like a cinnamon, but it's not that strong.
Yeah, it's not. That's what I'm like. It's weird. That's what I'm saying. It's not.
But
that.
Like you
it's
think of
that.
Like cinnamon's like a milder spice.
Yeah, but it's got that so distinct flavor. Nutmeg and cinnamon are in the same realm. They're gonna have that like really, really, like you either like it or you don't.
Yeah. So I think my thing with Sumatrans is it's definitely the type of coffee that you either like it or you don't.
Yes, for sure.
It's the same thing with Ethiopian coffee. You either like that fruitiness or you don't. Yeah, and with this, you have to like that full... I mean, even though the coffee looked very light, it's very earthy.
Yeah, so if we're looking at the vegetal earthy herb section of it...
See, it says wood on there.
It does.
It's not cedar.
Or, you know, there's tobacco, soil, straw. Maybe,
and the tobacco, that could be contributing to that spice too because tobacco does have a little bit of a spice to it.
Yeah.
Clove. If any of you guys smoke cigars.
Cumin, ginger, coriander, cinnamon, white pepper. See, like, I'm getting a lot of spice. I'm getting the dried stone fruit.
I'm getting more earthiness to it, and I think that's where I'm getting the tobacco and the wood. Definitely soil. Soil is a good way to, like, explain Sumatran.
Yeah. I like the wood. I like saying it's got a little bit of a spicy, like,
yeah,
licorice.
But it definitely doesn't have like the vegetal features. We're looking at at a flavor wheel,
right? So like we're more towards the darker vegetal.
Yeah. So like the one, the other Stump Town that was on the show, I tried it after the show, actually this morning, and that had a very vegetal. I got a lot of celery from it.
Yeah.
Grassy. Almost, yeah, it was very grassy, which was interesting for a Costa Rican.
Yeah, it is.
Because normally, at least from my experience, the Costa Ricans that we have are a little more chocolatey,
orangey.
Yeah, a little bit of citrus. Where that one was very, very veggie. It's hard to explain.
I'm getting a lot more of the
but this one's good.
The apricotty datey flavor as it cools down.
I can taste date and yeah, definitely some apricot.
You want to go on a date? What?
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 What? Step. I gotta go.
Gotta go.
Yeah, it's time for me to clock out.
Yeah. So I think we've given this enough time to kind of give it a fair assessment.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go ahead and start.
Okay.
I'm giving this one an 8.5.
All right, I'll match that. 8.5.
I was
hovering between 8 and 9, I will say.
So 8.5 out of 10 on the tasting scale.
Yeah, that's good.
This one, definitely. Okay, so as we move into the drinkability portion of the show, this is obviously the most subjective part of the show.
Definitely, because it depends on what, like, you and I might have differing
values, like,
favorites,
thoughts.
A price to me for this coffee might have a different outlook on it because I already know what it is. I looked it up.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm the one that told you how much it was earlier. But, you know, each of us can place value differently. And
this is really good coffees. After it cools down.
It's better now that it's cooled down where I thought the opposite of the Costa Rican.
Yeah.
When I had the Costa Rican this morning, I thought it was good at first. Not that it was bad.
Getting that more spice at the end.
Yeah, you definitely get more of a
drying up my tongue.
It's starting to remind me a lot more of tobacco.
Yep.
Which I like.
But you know what's great about it? It's making my mouth water and saying, I want more. For sure.
I want more. So it's bitter more up front.
Yep.
But it has almost more like a, like, not sweet aftertaste, but like that spicy aftertaste that's making your mouth water, which is very different compared to a lot of coffees.
Yeah. So, as you guys know, Stumptown is one of the leaders in the specialty coffee realm. And specialty coffee, we're looking at anywhere from 16 and, I mean, last one was $21. So that's the range we're typically normally going to be in.
Yeah.
You can get some 15s. You can,
I mean,
it's normally more like
Oak Cliff was like 13,
16, 19.
I would say 16, 17 is pretty average.
Yeah.
For a specialty coffee.
So you might get some 14s, some 15s. Yeah. You're going to get some 20s, some 21s, 22s. I've spent
24 and it was overrated.
So, that's the realm we're in. We're playing in. This is matching up at $19 for a 12-ounce bag. For
12 ounces.
Which, once again, a little bit more on the higher end of the average.
It's definitely on the higher end. I think this is worth $19, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I really like this type of coffee, though. I like bitter drinks. I like that dark earthiness.
This is definitely a Sunday morning kind of drink where
I
wake up, I roll out of bed, I want to do a pour over and kind of just chill and relax.
This is like that wood cabin. You're out in the woods. It's snowing. You're in northern Michigan, and you have a handheld grinder and a Chemex pour over kit. Not a worry in the world. You're sitting on your front stoop in the snow with your dog running around, and you're going to make yourself a cup of BS Pen and Ton.
Yep. Nailed it. So
$19. I think it's worth it, in my opinion, but it's drinkability comes down to, can I drink it every day?
Yeah.
I think in the wintertime, yes. If I had this, maybe not every day, but I could drink this often if it was the right weather outside. We're starting to hit, I mean, it's mid-January right now, and this is normally from now until like the end of February is where wintertime is normally like the worst, I would think. In Michigan anyways. So currently, like right now and for the next month or two, I could see myself drinking a lot of this type of coffee.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Summer, I don't know if I could as much. I might throw it in.
This is if in the summertime I could drink this maybe every now and then, or like early summer, late summer.
Yeah.
Kinda that coming out of spring and going into fall where it starts to cool down and it's like in the 50s in the morning,
mm-hmm.
then maybe, but Sumatran for me is definitely more of a cold weather coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you got on drinkability? I think I know where you're going to head, but
drinkability is hard for this one. And it's like,
there's really no guidelines. Like
this is very subjective and I love this coffee, but I'm going to have to give it a 6.5
on drinkability. 6.5.
I want to give it a 7. But we don't do 7s. No. But I don't think it's an 8. Seasonally, right now,
I'll give it a 6.9.
Right now, So extra. Right now, it's an 8 in my book, but I have to think of...
Like overall, whole, yeah.
Overall, it's just, it's not an everyday drinker for me. That's the other big thing is this is for me and for you. Everyone's different. So now I got to average out 6. All right, that comes out to 6.7, so we're going to say 6.75.
Okay.
All right, so that puts it...
23 out of... Okay.
That gives it a 7.9. That's without doing the bonus round.
Yeah, the bonus round kind of was stupid. I can never figure out how we actually did it.
Yeah, the bonus round, well, we can just say it. So the score is a 7.9. That's pretty solid. That's a good cup of coffee. It's above average.
That's okay. So I explained this last episode with Nick. If we're looking at 1 to 10, right, and we're looking at a 7 being an average specialty coffee.
There's not a lot of coffees that are going to be above it.
Well, right. Like, I mean, special. If we're going specialty coffee is 7, and you're going to get a good cup of a really good cup of coffee with that. Then like a 6 is okay. Yeah, it's specialty. It's a little less than that.
Yeah.
And then like a 5, you're looking at more of like a mass produced.
And you
like,
got to think
like a Starbucks is what I think of when I'm thinking of that. Not the reserve, not the Starbucks reserve, but like just like a regular Starbucks. Like
you go to Starbucks and get a drip coffee.
Yeah. Like yeah. You're looking at that range for like a 6-5 ish, right? Like,
yeah.
So like that's the range from 5 to 7.
And then you got gas station coffee,
which is like down, a 3.
It's a 1 to 3. Yeah. Now middle of the night working night shift, it might get bumped up to a 5.
No.
If you're at the Penfield Shell,
sure. But like, yeah, that's the way I'm looking at it.
The benchmark for specialty coffee would be about a 7.
Yeah.
I mean, so 8, 9, 10. This isn't a little bit above average coffee, but this is an average. We gave the flavor and the taste an 8.5.
Yeah, like this is above like specialty. This is like
100%
getting into the better parts of specialty where like if you're getting 9s and 10s, those don't exist almost rarely. I mean, we've had some on here, but
we've only had a couple that have been up in the 9s. I mean, it should be somewhere like
it's rare air. You're not gonna get that all the time. But like a 7/8, sure. That's we're looking at
if I'm gonna spend specialty $19 on a bag of coffee.
Really good specialty.
If I'm gonna spend $19 on a bag of coffee. I expect it to be in the 7s and 8s, hopefully more.
Right.
But I mean, I've also had coffee that was sub $14 that I would put flavor wise at a 10 out of 10.
Right.
It just kind of
That's what I'm saying. Like
it's all because the coffee world is confusing and
like that's
part of
it. I thought about that with Jack after we talked about the High Wire being like a 5,
which I tried it. I agree with that.
Yeah, right. It was a blend. It was a house blend. So like that's what I'm like 5, 6s. We're looking at house blends.
Yeah.
Like we're
now Dune's house blend though was very, very good.
Right. And so
it's
that
so
would,
confusing.
It's not confusing. It is and it isn't. I know what you're saying. That's the structure that we're looking at where it's like, okay, a 5 doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad cup of coffee. It's just like not wowing you. It's not.
Yeah.
It still could be a solid, really good cup of coffee. It's just not going to be like in your face. This is, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
So
like if you see a price tag, don't expect it to be better because it's over, like it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Basically it's inconsistent. There's no relation really. In the grand scheme of things, the more expensive doesn't make it better.
Right.
That's kind of the takeaway from this. And you have, you know, obviously brands like Stumptown, which has great coffee and is literally international. Their coffee's going to be generally a little more expensive. It's just kind of how things work.
I mean, yeah, they are in it for the better good of everybody. They're not necessarily in it to make the most money the cheapest round.
If we were to do a bonus round, I would give them.
I'd probably give them 5.
I would probably give them a 4 or 5 because of what they do, and they charge more for their coffee, but they give so much back to basically the people that make them successful. Because you think a coffee company, a roaster, is not successful without farmers.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And farms, and you have to go out and you have to source good coffee, and you have to rely heavily on the farmers in these regions, and they give back to them, which is great. So, yeah,
they would definitely get a 5.
Oh, yeah. I think between the two of us, it would be a 10 out of 10 for bonus round just because and, I mean, this is a very successful coffee roaster.
Right.
So, yeah. Anything else you want to say? Kind of went off on a little tangent there at the end.
Oh, I think that's great, though, about the coffee and what we're doing right now, like trying these things. So, no, that's it. So, it's a 7.9 out of 10. Let me write that down.
Yeah, go ahead and put that in the comments. Solid. It's a solid cup of coffee. I personally really like this.
It's a really good cup of coffee.
The drinkability is what brought the average down. But that's just because it's a Sumatran. That's just how it is.
It's one of those things where it's like, drinkability is the leveling feel. Like,
it really
is. A lot of coffee does taste really good. A lot of coffee does smell really good. It's like, okay, what's the scenario that I can... drink this, and that's...
Well, and that's
how much it is. Like, let's...
There's a lot that goes into it, because if
19 is better than 21. That was another reason the other one came lower.
I mean...
I was like, dang, that's...
So, for me, if it's not an everyday drinker, but it's like, knock your socks off good...
Right.
It's going to score decently high because it's just that good.
Right.
But then if it's a really good average cup of coffee, it's also going to score good. There's like that weird, it's like a reverse bell curve.
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't knock my socks off and it's not that good,
expensive and it doesn't knock your socks
off.
Yeah,
there's so many variables that go into it. But
it rounds out the testing,
It's the evening factor.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so 7.9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Fairly good. I believe that's pretty high up on our chart. Let me double check. It's on our YouTube. But, yeah, let's close it out with...
A quote.
You got one?
I got one. It's a coffee-related quote.
It's a coffee-related quote.
It shows
quote.
All about coffee.
Yep, okay. What does it send up?
It is a bad day with coffee is better than a good day without it. So drink your coffee.
Wow.
I added that last part in, but.
Go ahead and say it again.
A bad day with coffee is better than a good day without coffee.
There we go.
Which I agree.
Yeah. So this scored one here.
So it's a 7.9.
It scored. It's top 9. It's.
What is it?
We've had some better cups.
Gimme and the Luis.
Yeah, it's between the Gimme and Kenyan, which it's about the same as that one.
I would compare it to that, and then the Luis Reynoso,
which was another above average.
That was from Madcap, which I think that was a Colombian, if I remember correctly.
It was really good.
That was really good. It was a good Colombian cup of coffee. So there you go, top nine.
That's where we are with this. Of course, go ahead, like, subscribe, share. All of the above with your friends. We're on all major podcasting platforms.
So you have no excuse not to follow.
And go ahead and give us a rating. Give us some suggestions, all of that. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear from us.
Let us know of any roasters that you like or that you want us to do. We've kind of do these little roaster series where... I think the next episode is going to be another Stumptown that we have.
Yeah,
we did like the 5-part Madcap series way back in the spring. So
we want to broaden our horizon. So
Go
ahead and throw those suggestions in, and Josh, take us away.
Yep, whether you guys are listening in the morning, the day, or the night, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Ooh.